No, I think that our performance was good. Wasn't a problem, physical problem. I think more mental sometimes. But I think on the end, in general, I think that we deserve more and that we got. But I am very happy. I feel very happy. The effort was massive for me. They are heroes. The players are heroes. I'm very pleased because the effort was unbelievable.
You say you're happy now, but during the game on the touchline, you didn't look very happy. You were very animated. What was the story behind that?
Because it was a feeling that if we can win the game. This was my feeling during the game. Okay, maybe we lose the opportunity to put three points more in our table, but. Okay, I think that we are ambitious all, and always you try to win the game. But the condition, I think that we need to feel very happy for the effort from the player.
Is this an example of how far Spurs have come? This game last season, maybe it would be a match that you might have lost coming back from a big trip against a team that were, you know, defending very well.
Yes, I think that you have more experience than me to follow Tottenham, no? But I think that we need to feel proud about the mature performance that we showed today and on Karabakh on the last few games, because the team have a very good energy and they show good maturity, and the game like today, if it's not possible to win, is much better than don't lose.
Yeah. Everyone talks about ambitions. You've talked about being ambitious. What are the ambitions for Tottenham this season now? Do you start to set yourself a target?
Well, our ambitions is now is to play, to prepare the next game, to try to go to Birmingham against West Brom and try to win the 3 points. This is our ambitions, step by step. Today is too early to start to speak about challenge.
You don't think about Champions League or challenging for the title?
We are very ambitious. We are very ambitious, and always you play for win, and we want to. It's true. This is our dream, and maybe will be our objective. But today is too early. We need to go step by step and try to think in improve and work hard and keep working the same way.
It became important as the game went on, not to lose the game. That's 13 unbeaten in the Premier League. That's the sort of momentum that you need. You can't win every game necessarily.
Yes, it's not easy. Premier League is for me the tough competition on the world. And when you play against Karabakh on Azerbaijan and you fly 6 hours and you arrive at 5 o'clock in the morning and you need to cancel the training session Friday for give rest to the player, and only you have some minutes to prepare the game. Again, a team like Chelsea, I think that you need to feel very happy today, because on the end, I think we deserve to win the game.
You did make some changes. How difficult was it to decide who you would rest, who you would bring in? You know, you could have started Eric, but you decided not to.
Yes, the job is very tough, but I think the players showed today a big commitment, and our mental level and physical level is fantastic, and for me they are a hero.
Ryan Mason, what was the was it serious?
We hope it's not a serious problem. We need to assess tomorrow him, but we expect that we hope that it's not a big issue.
Mauricio, do weeks like this bring you even closer together as a squad and as a group? You clearly would have spent an awful lot of time together over the week with all the travelling. Everybody gets back bleary-eyed and has to go again yesterday. As a group, do you come together even more with even more confidence when you take a point from a game like that?
Yes, in football always is a collective sport, and you know, we feel very happy because the players have a big commitment, and never is easy. It is never easy when you play in Europa League and you play on Azerbaijan in Baku, 6 hours, and you need to fly, cancel the training session. But we are strong enough. Our mentality is. Is strong, and we work hard for that. When we have this type of period and tough period, for show, that we show today.
Lovely.